All right, just a few minutes after 4:30, I'll call the meeting to order. I'll start with the reading of the mission statement tonight, or this afternoon. The goal of Trainer School Board of Education is that every child succeeds. Therefore, the Trainer School Board of Education promises to provide necessary policies, programs, procedures, and resources needed to provide a culture that respects the individual needs of every child. We promise to provide a safe, caring, creative, and engaging learning environment for every child. We promise to promote the social, emotional, physical, and intellectual development of every child. We promise to provide an ethical, respectful, competent, and compassionate staff that values students' rights and helps students become ethical, respectful, competent, and productive members of the community. So this is our annual meeting, so this will be our current board, correct? Mm-hmm. So roll call for the current board.
Ms. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Christensen?
Here.
Mr. Stockdale?
Here.
Mr. Dreyer?
Here. All right.
Hey, BJ, before you guys proceed, I don't know if maybe I'm having a hard time hearing you, I guess. I don't know if you can speak up, or maybe it's just me, but.
Okay. I will try. Is that better, that level?
I think we were getting some feedback from Keith, and I think you went on mute, so I think we're.
Okay.
I was having the same issue.
All right, first item of business for the annual meeting is the treasurer's report.
Do you want to approve the agenda?
Oh, my mistake. First, we need to approve the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion second. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right, now on to the annual meeting. First item is the treasurer's report. It's linked in the agenda, the certified annual treasurer's report, or certified annual report for fiscal year 2025. Anything we need to add to for commentary?
No, just a motion if someone's ready.
No questions on the treasurer report, I would entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
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 The treasurer report is approved. Next item is the bank depository resolution for 25-26. I'm just going to, for the record, I'm going to read the resolution naming depositories. Resolved that the Trainer Community School District of Trainer, Iowa and Pottawatomie County, Iowa approves the following list of financial institutions to be depositories of the Trainer Community School District's funds. The business manager / board secretary / board treasurer is hereby authorized to deposit the Trainer Community School District funds in amounts not to exceed the maximum approved for each respective financial institution as set out below. The depositories listed are TS Bank, located in Trainer, Iowa, a maximum balance in effect under prior under the new resolution would be $20 million. The next depository would be UMB Bank, formerly Bankers Trust, out of Kansas City, Missouri. Maximum balance in effect under the new resolution, $10 million. And then Wells Fargo, the ISJIT program, location in Des Moines, Iowa. Maximum balance, $250,000. Is there any discussion on the bank depository resolution for 25-26? All right, hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve the bank depository resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Second. All right, motion second. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
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 All opposed? All right. The bank depository resolution is approved. And then we have our election results.
You can see the election results in the packet with the two candidates, Philip Wagner and Rob Wilkie, being the top two vote getters.
Okay. Any discussion on the election results? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve the results as or the canvas as presented.
So moved.
Second.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? All right. The election results are approved. This time I would entertain a motion to adjourn the annual meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 We are adjourned.
Okay, it's 4:39. I will call the organizational meeting to order. Roll call. Ms. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Christensen?
Here.
Mr. Dreyer?
Here.
Mr. Wagner?
Here.
Mr. Wilkie?
Here.
Okay. At this time, we are going to entertain a motion to appoint.
Swear in.
Oh, yeah, swear in. I've got to find where we're at. Okay, we're going to do the oath of office for the two new board members, Mr. Wilkie and Mr. Wagner. Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Iowa, and that you will faithfully and impartially, to the best of your ability, discharge the duties of the Office of the Board of Directors in the Community School District, Trainer Community School District, as now and hereafter required by law?
I will.
Mr. Wilkie?
I will.
Okay. Next item of business is we are going to I'm going to entertain a motion for school board president. Do we have a motion?
I move to BJ Dreyer is elected for school board president.
Yes.
Second.
Okay.
Do we need to? Yeah, we need to vote now.
Okay, so we are going to vote. I'm going to hand out a piece of paper, and everybody's going to vote, the three that are here. And the two that are not here, if you could believe you have my, you could text me or email me.
You can even do it out loud.
Or a verbal.
Will you do a verbal?
Okay. You don't get a bubble. Okay. That's fine. If you just want to do, you just want to do a verbal.
I'm sorry, I'm having problems hearing it, but I assume BJ has been nominated and seconded. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
So yep.
My vote is aye.
Okay.
Aye as well.
Okay, and I got three other ayes, so that's five for BJ to be voted president of the school board.
No. You're in charge of vice president.
Thank you, board members, for electing me. I'll take over presiding of the meeting here. At this point, I would entertain any nominations for vice president.
Nominate Keith.
All right, got a nomination for Keith. Are there any other nominations? If not, I would, I guess.
Do you need to entertain a second?
Yeah, I guess I'll take a second to handle the, for the nominations we received, being the only one for Keith. So, just need a second from the board. Thank you. So all in favor of electing Keith Christensen as vice president, please vote aye.
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 All right. That passes. Keith has been elected. Keith Christensen has been elected as vice president. All right. At this time, under policy 206.3, we need to appoint our board secretary/treasurer. And it'd be my recommendation to get a motion to select Mr. Van Horn as the secretary and treasurer of the board.
So moved.
Second.
All right, motion and second. All in favor of Mr. Van Horn being secretary treasurer for the board, please vote aye.
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 All opposed? Congratulations, Mr. Van Horn. You get to keep your job. All right.
I'm sorry.
All right. Next item, just establish regular board meeting dates and times. Historically, we have been serving on the second Monday of every month here in the flex room at the high school at 6:30. This is our time to have any discussion around that if we would want to change that. If there's not any discussion, I'd entertain a motion to approve set the second Monday of every month here at 6:30 as the regular board meeting date and time.
So moved.
All right, motion. Can I get a second?
Second.
Second.
All right, motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? All right, motion passes. All right, now we get to designate our newspaper for publications and notifications for the school district. Currently, that is with the Nonpareil in Council Bluffs, Iowa. I'd recommend that we continue that. Unless there is further discussion, objection from the board. If not, I'd entertain a motion to designate the Nonpareil as our newspaper for publications and notifications.
So moved.
Second.
All right, motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? All right, motion passes. Next item, designate legal counsel. Currently, that is with Ehlers Cooney Attorneys in Des Moines, Iowa. And it'd be recommended that we stay with them. Unless there's discussion or objection. Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion to designate Ehlers Cooney attorneys as the school's legal counsel.
So moved.
So moved. Second.
All right, motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, motion passes. At this time, we're looking at committee memberships and assignments. We were talking a little bit beforehand. I know Rob and I talked. I think we are going to take action on this, Rob, but this, ultimately, we could change this at any time if we decide to slot members of the board in other places. Traditionally, there's two of us per each committee. We can just kind of go down the line here, then we can have one motion for all of the committee assignments. So first of all, the first committee here is facilities, and that includes transportation, building, and grounds. Keith, were you currently on this one, or is that just Brandon?
I think it was just Brandon.
Okay.
I think the only one that we had two on was the labor management.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Facilities, transportation, and what?
Buildings and grounds.
Yeah. Facilities, and that includes transportation, building, and grounds.
That's two people or not?
One.
Currently, we just had one. Yeah. It's not a real act, you know, it's compared to, let's say, labor management, where there's active meetings being held with the Trainer Education Association. So it's more just kind of a focus and kind of checking in with the different interested parties, and that's kind of where that committee falls. So,
and typically we've gone with volunteers, I think, in the past few years first.
Yeah.
So it's not like we don't have to have a nomination or anything. So if it's something you'd be interested in.
Well, I'd be very interested in the transportation, buildings, and grounds.
Okay. That's, yeah.
Okay. You want to do labor management next?
Yep. Labor management. I know, Annika, you are on the previous board. You're serving on that committee. Mickey Stogdill was our other representative on that in that group. So probably would be looking for another volunteer for that committee.
I'd be happy to do it.
Okay.
Annika and Rob then for labor management. Okay, thank you.
Curriculum, including SIAC. Keith, this is one you're currently serving on, right? Are you?
I can continue.
All right.
Okay.
I'm currently working with the finances, including the auditing and monthly review of bills. I can continue to do that, at least in the near term, and unless the duties of president pull me in other directions. But
do you want a second person on that to help review the monthly bills? I know you and Mickey had done it in the past.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's interested.
Yeah, is anybody else interested in learning that task?
I don't have that if you want.
Okay.
Okay. So Annika and BJ for finance, including auditing and monthly review of bills.
Now this last one, we've kind of split it out.
Yeah.
Like I've been assisting on the board policy review, but Keith, you've been more active in the
IASB legislative or delegate assembly. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm fine with continuing that way right now.
Are you guys both good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So policy would be BJ, and the delegate assembly would be Keith.
All right, then we also get the privilege of having a representative on the Mills County Conference Board and the Pottawatomie County Conference Board.
We've not received the official invitation for those, but if you know you'd be interested now, we could appoint those now.
How often is that?
I think that you went one time.
One meeting. Well, it's two meetings, actually.
One for each county?
Yeah, and if you happen to be selected to be on the subcommittee that sets the conferencing board agenda, it would be, we've never done Mills County, sorry.
Okay. Yeah,
we've never done Mills County.
Right.
So Pott County is two meetings plus if, like I've been selected to be on the conferencing board subcommittee that sets the agenda for the conferencing board, so that would be a third meeting. But I'd be happy to do that again.
Okay.
Do that. So just going back over before we get president asks for a motion on facilities, transportation, buildings and grounds is Phil. Labor management is Annika and Rob. Curriculum SIAC is Keith. Finance, auditing, monthly review of bills is Annika and BJ. Policy is BJ. Delegate assembly is Keith. And Pottawatomie County Conference Board is Keith.
Does that sound good to everybody? All right. If so, I would I'd entertain a motion to set that as our committee memberships.
So moved.
All right. Can I get a second?
Second.
All right. Motion second. All in favor? Aye.
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 All right. Motion carries.
Yep.
Was that an aye from you, Rob?
Can you guys hear me?
You're kind of in and out.
Are you getting any sound from me?
Now we are.
Okay. You got me?
Did you give us an aye for that vote?
I was just asking if we traditionally had one or two people on curriculum.
Traditionally one, but we can have a second. It'll be up to the board.
Okay. Keith, you've done that in the past. Is that generally a one-person job, or would you need any help with that?
Typically, it's been a one-person job. The SIAC committee meets up to three times a year nowadays. Might only be two, depending on Joel, I guess. But
I think we might have lost Rob mid-answer to his question.
If he has a big interest in doing it, I don't have a problem.
And I think we can always put this back on the agenda and amend as needed, too.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back. That's fine with me, and I'm going to give her aye.
Okay.
Just the one person, he's good.
All right.
If you really, really want it, I'm not beholden to it.
No, I just didn't know the answer to the question. That's just why.
Yeah, it's typically just been one person.
I was asking earlier, but it wasn't going through.
And the kind of the main role, I mean, outside of similar to way we explain the facilities membership on the SIAC committee.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, that's the biggest part of that. I think we did get the votes for the committee membership.
Yep, I carried five.
So yeah. That gets us to the end of the agenda. Our next full meeting for all five of us as the new board will be on Monday, December 8th, 2025, 6:30 p.m. here in the high school flex room. So that at this point, I would entertain a motion to adjourn our meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion or meeting is adjourned. Welcome to the board.